Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hope you're much more awake than last night. So, I want you to just think for a second about what is a good image of a servant or a person that carries out God's will. How do you picture them? Are they like that perfect angel that's happening all the time? Are they the one person or people that you look to that you never do anything wrong? If so, then we're probably all on a little short of grief. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm not the smartest person in the world. But I'm guessing if you're here, you're either with either one to follow God's will, or at least you're kind of curious as to what that's all about. And you're busy to find out. The readings today actually outline three different ways that people have followed God's will. So if we think back to that first reading, right, there's Job. And if you listen to that reading, this is a guy that's got serious depression issues and should probably be on a doctor's pill or something. The entire reading was months of misery, darkness, slavery, just blood, right? Job had a reason for feeling that way. He was a wealthy man who in fairly short order lost his health, his wealth, and his family. So he had a reason to be kind of depressed. But the thing about him, if you read more about him, if you remember more about him, is that he still followed God's will. He didn't blame God. He followed through with his will. Did he seem to be kind of depressed, blah, and miserable? Yeah. Are we like that sometimes? Yeah. So we go to the second reading, and there's Paul, and he's writing to the Corinthians. And for those of you that don't know a lot about Paul, Paul was kind of a jerk for the first half of his life or so. He persecuted Christians. Many scholars seem to agree that he was present during the martyrdom of St. Stephen. Whether or not he actively took part, we don't know. But he was present. That was his job, was to go after Christians. And then he had a conversion. And even though he started off that first half of his life kind of an awful guy, he ended up becoming an absolute pillar of our church. So first we had a guy that was depressed, apparently. Then we had a guy that had a really rough start to his life. And in his writing to the Corinthians, he actually says, you know, I kind of have to justify myself. But that's only because they knew who he was. They knew who he was before. So he talks about how, hey, listen, this is me now. I bring myself forward to be with all of you, to bring you up. And then in the gospel, there's Jesus. Now we can just say, now, of course Jesus is going to be God's will. But the reading also hints at the fact that it wasn't easy preaching, teaching. He was tired. What did he do? In the mornings he went out and he prayed. He got a spiritual renewal. And then they come to him and go, hey, there's some more people we need you to go to. At which point, okay, let's go. Boom, he's off and doing it. He's preaching and teaching to people that he knows. Many don't like him, and many that want him killed. But he goes off, he goes out of the prayer of God's will. So what does that do us? We have to remember that it's not necessarily the mood that we're in any given time. It's not necessarily how we feel that's the important thing. It's what's inside and what we're doing to align ourselves with God. It's the most important. others over the fact that, yes, we do fail at times, but we still keep our eyes on the prize, focus on God's will. And if we do that, we're on very solid ground to push forward. That's what we're called to do. That's what we work towards. And I'm going to leave you with this. It's a prayer that I pray often myself, that I'm going to pray for everybody. And that is that God use us in whatever way that He sees fit. That we have the wisdom to recognize it and the strength to carry it through. And if we do that, we keep focused on God's will.